Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
What's up, everybody? I'm Will Sova. Hope you had a great weekend. And these are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. What a weekend for football fans all around the world. You witnessed the first NFL draft in which each of the first seven players selected had been on one side of the ball. In this instance, it was all offense. The Bears making a major trade up, acquiring the 11th overall pick in a trade with the Giants to get quarterback Justin Fields. Chicago head coach Matt Nagy has already acknowledged Andy Dalton is the team starter and said the team won't rush Fields into action before he's ready.
There's observations from all of us as coaches every single day. And just like we would tell any quarterback, when you come in here, you do everything you can to be the best quarterback you can be, whether it's in the meeting room or whether it's in practice, and everything else will take care of itself. And all of those guys are going to do it. And then, you know, we just got to decide then when we get to that point, how is he developing and how is everybody doing, and really keeping it as honest as possible with all of those guys. And then when the time is right, I promise you, every single person will know, including Justin, when it's the right time. And that's naturally how it happens.
Staying with another rookie signal caller, the Super Bowl champs selecting Kyle Trask in the second round. Tom Brady and Ryan Griffin are currently the only QBs on the Bucs roster, even though head coach Bruce Arians recently expressed interest in bringing back Blaine Gabbert. Rich Eisen asking Arians if the team notified TB12 before making the Trask selection.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Tom and I talk all the time, and, you know, he's texting me back and forth who you think the next pick's going to be, and he's all in, man. Anything that makes our football team better for now and the future, Tom just wants a win. And, you know, we talked about this a month or so ago that this could possibly happen if the right guy fell.
The Texans had just 5 picks in this year's draft. Only the Seahawks with 3 had fewer, but Houston's third-round pick, quarterback Davis Mills, generating lots of discussion. That's because the Texans have been adamant they are not trading Deshaun Watson. But with Watson facing 22 civil lawsuits alleging sexual misconduct, there's speculation his days in Houston could be winding down. Here's what general manager Nick Caserio said about the pick.
It's about trying to create competition across the football team, across all positions. We talked about this on the pre-draft call a couple weeks ago. That's our philosophy and that's our mindset, and we're going to continue to do that. So that was the rationale and the impetus for the pick.
The reports on an alleged rift between Aaron Rodgers and the Packers surfaced day one of this year's draft. On Saturday, Green Bay head coach Matt LaFleur was asked about his thoughts on this situation.
I know the reports out there. I mean, this guy is our quarterback, man, and he's our leader of our team, and I want nothing more than to see him back in a Packer uniform.
And that's all well and good, Matt, but what if he doesn't want to be back here?
Yeah, I know. And I can't even take my brain to that spot right now. So I just want to do everything in my power to ensure that doesn't happen.
And, of course, for a recap of the 2021 NFL Draft, please download the Around the NFL podcast. And be sure to catch Good Morning Football as Kay and the guys are joined by Colts All-Pro linebacker Darius Leonard, the Maniac, and Washington head coach Ron Rivera. That's from 7 to 10 Eastern on NFL Network. Well, that's it for me. Here's to a great week ahead. I'm Will Sub, and those are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network.